very happy, very gracious about it. We should be more gracious about it.
Yeah.
What is your review? We got to get some word from David's.
Yes.
Who did you talk to?
I talked to Scowcroft and I talked to David.
But what about his commanders? Who did you talk to?
Well, I know what the deal is with the command. What has happened is that David has in hand and knows he has and can utilize the March 31st release. He went to Campbell on the end. Going back, the question of his captain calling him in was last summer. There has been no pressure from his captain since then. The question of the Secretary of the Navy's involvement was last December when David had an December 72. David applied in September 72 for early release, routine application. He wanted to do it at the time his ship went into the yard, which it was then scheduled to do shortly after the first of the year. So he said any time after that he would like to be released. The release date for the big batch of early release types was December 31st. When David put his application in, the guy in view first told him there'd be no problem, that it was, routine and it would work fine. Then, it was before that the captain had told him don't send it in or something, put some pressure on it, and he ought to stay on. When he sent it in, they did not process it into the December batch, partly because he wanted to wait till the ship came in, and partly because somebody screwed up on it in view first. Anyway, he was not on the December early release list. Because he wasn't, Scowcroft went to Warner and said, can we get him on that December release so that he can get out then? And Warner said, yes, we definitely can. Scowcroft said, will it be totally discreet? And Warner said, no, you'll get some kind of attention drawn to it if you do that because it's already been done and we'll have to take a special action to put him on. And they said, and he didn't want to go out then anyway, because they had changed, at that time his going to the yard was set for after the first. So what Warner said is, we've got another batch coming up in a couple months, let me put him on that, which would be completely routine, and nobody will never be noticed by anyone. So they did. He's on, and he has a release as of March 31st. Now he's gone to Campbell and said that he's concerned that everything is all coming together the way it ought to now, that his ship doesn't go into the yard until June now, they've changed the yard date. That's the logical time for him to get out. He asked Campbell to investigate the question of whether there was a release date that would be subsequent to his ship going in the yard, that he could go at that time. Campbell, there is currently as of June 30, end of the fiscal year, and he's giving him that option. Now David says he doesn't know which option take. He wanted to be sure he could get out in July. He doesn't want to regret doing that. He prefers, he says, to get out in July because he's concerned about the leaving before they come into the yard. He'll leave an empty billet that once they're in the yard, it won't be because it'll be dried up for a long time. And at that point, his job was done anyway. And I said, I said to David, I didn't raise any question of you or anything like that. I just said, I wanted to be sure the office here was handling it in the way he wanted it handled, that there wasn't anybody screwing anything up or advising him on it, in contrary to his own wishes. And he said, no, that the only pressure here is internal, and I just feel that March 31st is not right. I feel better about July. But I do want to keep the March 31st open because it's a good time for Julie and me on a personal basis. And I still may take that, but I ask him, we'll look into the other one. So, he said his original request was any time after March.
Did you say, does March 31st require, does it look like it's out of the way?
No, you can still do March 31st.
There's no problem getting up at all.
I'm now going to talk to Campbell and make sure that Campbell understands the way to go at this is to keep the option open, not to lock him up on July. But that's
what I was getting at. You said earlier, and I just want to be sure I understand that it would look as if he had gotten special earlier. If what? Or if he got not December.
If he got not December because he wasn't on that list, they would have to go back and add.
But the March?
He's on the March list. So it will not look special if he gets out of March, but he's concerned that it may not look good because his duty time, it is the logical breaking time, because it's, they'll have to replace him.
Yeah. sure I know anything on the way out of here. But we can log over onto the plane with him. I don't think you should, and he's got a committee meeting Friday morning.
No, we won't do that.
But it would change it.
What if anything we do with California? See, now the Senate comes back in on the 14th, but the House doesn't come in until the 19th. I see no reason to be here when the Senate is here. Having in mind that Dr. Kissinger's going to be back on the 19th, I'm going to see him there.
Right.
You agree or not?
Yep.
I see no reason to put on a hair of all the expect on the hair. You know. Why don't you try to put something on? Anybody got any real good ideas? I'll be glad to hear on the
There's nothing on
except
that.
I don't want to just do the main work kind of stuff.
Right.
Better
No.
I can remember a couple of
seconds. I have yet to read any of the
final statement of the Congressman or Senator Hicks. A few lines that are on a couple of pages, and he memorizes them, and he uses those over and over programs and uses them in speeches, and that's what you have to do. And that's what I was looking for you to get these people. I think really, I think the Senator, swears that they made the point. Session this morning. You all have my views on my, of course.
role of above and beyond.
All this business about it, we thought that maybe he would go forward wrong. He's just going to see Mrs. Wheeler, but most of this he can.
Probably.
Now what? How do we expand the investigation? That's why I think we've really got to climb into these things.
Well, we're looking for amendments today on the charge to the committee. And they're working a meeting right now with the policy committee. And Carlo got Tower after the meeting today, Tower and after Tower Griffin and Brock, who are the three guys who can get some help from in the leadership. And Tower's chairman of the policy committee, and he's going to crank them up on the point that, and Bryce comes up with a good talking point here as we start into the Senate thing, which is that this is a dire threat to the two-party system, because for the first time in our history, we have one of the political parties using the machinery of government to investigate the other political party. And then, you know, he's trying to get them stirred up. Bill DeGaulle isn't going to make any difference, and he doesn't have any illusions of it. Right. He's just trying to make a case that this is totally a partisan thing. Now, the committee that they are setting up under their bill is three Democrats and two Republicans. They're going to make a pitch to make it three Democrats and three Republicans on the basis that the Senate Ethics Committee is also that way in order to be bipartisan. Now, this must be bipartisan, therefore it's got a three of each party. Then they're going to go for a executive session on vote of three members position in the hopes that if they get those two, then we're in awfully good shape compared to where we'll probably be, which is because we probably won't get this open hearings with only two Republicans. So we have no control
over the Republicans are we have who points
the majority leader. Minority leader.
Well, Scott
appoints them.
We have his sons. We'll get a couple of sons.
Well, the recommendations are if it's two,
not a Russian.
Is it it's Brock and no, excuse me, there's Griffin and Tower. Griffin didn't pick the legal stuff and Tower didn't pick the political.
Right.
And if it's three, they have Brock for it.
Right.
And
good. How do you
that's what they're going to push for a membership. And
I had a lot of the attention to me that the John Smart type thing kind of got to keep blowing. I would wait a little while, but
well, they're going to rumor it this afternoon. They're going to use that as a on the floor as a basis, and they're also going to get Goldwater to cut loose this afternoon on his what the hell I wired. Got a bug of money, and they bug me, and it's always done. And they're going to make some allusions to some probable Kennedy wiretapping in 1960 or surveilling some your campaign activity.
And the Browns, we were sure we were attacked.
Yeah. But that's
too long to tell
the governorship.
It's all such a bunch of cops that have dirty shit.
Well, sure. And they'll make the point that, you know,
well,
November, they're all they really are going to accomplish out of this when it's all said and done, unless they might get one of these amendments or two of them, is delay the position that this is a purely partisan political maneuver that has nothing to do with trying to find out the facts. Then it'll be a couple months before they start the hearing, so we have time to get counsel and see what we do on
They must insist on minority counsel.
Well, what they're insisting on is a minority, an equal minority staff. But they won't get that, but they'll definitely get minority counsel.
Is anybody following up on my suggestion that the FBI immediately, because of what Senator Brewster said, former Senator Brewster, call in Senator Harkin and others? It's such an obvious thing that it should have been done maybe like last week. Remember when Brewster got it, he says there might be members of the Senate involved in this.
mean, it's probably good public, external type stuff, other meetings.